Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we'll explore a remarkable study investigating CD8 plus T cells and their role in systemic lupus erythematosus, commonly known as lupus. The research highlights the peculiar characteristics of certain T cell subsets in patients with lupus, specifically, those with low levels of the interleukin-7 receptor, or IL-7R. But as with all studies, we'll also take a closer look at both the strengths and weaknesses of the findings, from clinical implications to methodological transparency. So, what did the researchers discover? The study sought to understand the accumulation and behavior of effector memory CD8 plus T cells in lupus nephritis, a severe condition where the kidneys are damaged due to the immune system attacking its own tissues. Utilizing advanced techniques like single-cell RNA sequencing and imaging mass cytometry, they carefully analyzed immune cells in the peripheral blood and kidney tissues of lupus patients. What they found was quite enlightening. They observed an accumulation of CD8 plus T cells that expressed low levels of IL-7R but high levels of several cytotoxic molecules. This specific T cell subset, referred to as IL-7R Lau effector memory CD8 plus T cells, was marked by high expression levels of genes like GZMB, GZMK, and PRF1, key players in the immune response. Interestingly, the presence of these cells correlated with the severity of kidney inflammation and treatment outcomes. In practical terms, the researchers established that the accumulation of these IL-7R Lau CD8 plus T cells was linked with inflammatory pathways that drive tissue damage. These cells were not simply passive bystanders but actively contributed to worsening inflammation through mechanisms like neutrophil extracellular trap, NET, formation, significantly contributing to the pathology of lupus. The use of imaging mass cytometry allowed researchers to directly visualize the distribution of immune cells, adding depth to their analysis. They could see where these cytotoxic T cells resided in the kidney tissue and how that related to overall patient health. With these findings, the authors suggest a potential biomarker, proposing that profiling IL-7R Lau CD8 plus T cells could predict treatment responsiveness and disease progression in lupus nephritis. Now, while this study presents valuable insights, it's important to also weigh in on the critique. A reviewer noted that the data utilized in this work is publicly accessible, allowing for reproducibility, a crucial aspect of scientific research. Additionally, the methodological transparency was commendable, with detailed accounts of the techniques used, from RNA sequencing to statistical analyses. However, the reviewer did highlight a couple of areas for improvement. The sample sizes were relatively small, and while the authors acknowledged this limitation, larger cohorts could provide more robust data. In addition, while the study presents a fresh perspective on the pathogenic role of IL-7R Lau CD8 plus T cells, the clinical implications could be further clarified and expanded upon in future work. Overall, the study clearly underscores the importance of cytotoxic T cells in lupus nephritis. With its innovative methodologies and rigorous validation, it opens new avenues for therapeutic strategies that could target these specific immune cells to improve patient outcomes. As we conclude today's episode, it's encouraging to see research that not only advances our understanding of an autoimmune disease like lupus but also paves the way for future treatments. Thank you for joining me for this quick dive into the latest in bioimaging. If you're curious to learn more about this study or other scientific breakthroughs, stay tuned, and keep exploring the wonders of science with us here at SciBud. Until next time, stay curious.